This is my 1-2-11. I managed to build the team, but it wasn't easy. So starting off in goal, I would have to go with Jens Lehmann. He was such a big character in the dressing room. He'd win you a game with the saves. But I think it's just about his personality. His personality was always to be the best. He was one of the guys that could actually say something and put up his words or put up a performance after what he said. So I have to say that for me, Jens, yeah, is my goalkeeper. So moving on to defense, I will start with the right back position. But I will have to go for Bakary Sagna, just because of his consistency and the way he came from a small team in France. He came straight in the team and never actually left the team, only when he was injured. And it was just, for me, his consistent going as a defender was just unbelievable. So moving on to left back, I had to think about Ricardo Rodriguez, who plays with me with the Swiss national team. But I would have to go with Ashley. First of all, was a great personality. Very funny, was always a good liaison between the younger guys and the older guys for us. I have to say that Ash had always this mentality, this hunger in him to always play well, and he delivered because he was just a great player, first with the ball and as well as a great defender. And I think he became better with time as well. I think that Ash was really, I would not say beautiful, but a great player to see playing. The first centre-back in my team is Sol Campbell. It was a pleasure for me to play with such a guy because of the things you could learn on the tactic side and on the mental side as well. As well, how I could actually watch him in training to see his movement, to see what he does with the ball, how he moves himself in different situations. So it was great to learn around those kind of players. And alongside him, I have to choose my good friend and one player that I admire as well is Kolo Touré. He's a very good guy with a lot of energy, with lots of positive energy. Kolo was a funny one because we never knew where was his real position at the beginning. The guy was playing sometimes up front, right back, midfield, like he was playing everywhere. I would say just a guy that I looked up to because I would say the progress that he made, because it wasn't easy for him. Everything was not right in to say, okay, you're going to play there, you're going to be a great centre back, but he really wanted. Start with the first central midfielder. I would start with Fabregas. Just because the guy has too much quality. We played together in the Youngs when he arrived in Arsenal. We arrived about the same time, and the progress that he had was unbelievable. Just such a playmaker. You could give him the ball and he will play a pass just in the foot of the striker and things like that. It was just amazing to see. And he scored goals as well, but he was just one of the guys that always wanted the ball. So alongside Fabregas, I will have to pick Patrick Vieira. When I was a young player, I was playing in central midfielder. So he was always a guy that I actually saw as my idol because of what he did or what he brings to the team. And I have to say that the first time I went to Arsenal, it was for me like a dream come true to actually just meet him. He was just a champion. He delivered so much great game. When he didn't have a good game, he was always fighting 100%, always putting a tackle in, winning the ball back. Great player doesn't even define what I want to say about him, but I think he was just for me, it's a legend. So the right side of midfield, and I would have to go with Alexander Leb. Was always doing some turns with the ball, like taking the ball in a way where you think that he's going to let the ball roll over his body and at the last moment bring it back and the defender will go the other way. It was just amazing to see. A guy that you could just give the ball to him and he will keep it. A funny guy, funny character, always had to have a laugh, but on the pitch was a pleasure to see him play. So the other side I would have to go with José Antonio Reyes. Very similar to Leb in a way, with more speed and one left foot that was just unbelievable. Didn't really speak English, so he was always a very funny guy. Made a lot of sounds and he was a really, really, really funny guy, very good character. But on the pitch was that's why he was talking. For me, it wasn't very important that what he was saying in the dressing room or what, but on the pitch was it was unbelievable. Moving on to strikers, I didn't have to think too much about that because I had a chance to play with two legends. So first of all, I will have to go with Dennis Bergkamp. It was just a joy to watch. Even in training, he would do things that he do in the game, but in training would be more impressive. I remember one time where someone played a ball to him and the ball was so high, but he jumped with his left foot and just controlled the ball with his right. And he would just like bring it down like in a just a smooth way where you're thinking, wow. But then if you stand still and watching him, you don't play anymore. And that was the problem with Dennis. It's sometimes that you will actually watch his quality of touch, of turns, and you would actually stop playing. And on the pitch, what can I say? Scoring goals, always had a knife for a pass, it was unbelievable. And playing next to him in my 4-4-2 position has to be another legendary striker, Thierry Henry. He scored so many goals. It was so quick. He had this killer mentality, always about winning. Nothing else in training as well, it was always about winning. If I'm in his team, I better play well, like in training, or even on the pitch. I mean, like that was a normal thing for Arsenal anyway, but it will actually give you that power to think that you can win every game. That's my 1-2-11. When I was younger, when I was dreaming about those kind of things, if someone would have said to me, Joe, you're gonna play with Thierry, you're gonna play with Vieira, you're gonna play with the like of Fabregas or Colo Touré, I would never have actually believed it. And I have to say, I'm very honored to have shared the pitch with those guys.